This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. EM Lab Solutions are natural-based. They're utilizing microorganisms to get net zero carbon, thus reducing climate change impact towards carbon neutral by 2050. They also develop carbon sequestration solutions for industry, companies, and municipalities to reduce. The company touches on several SDGs, namely 11, 12, 13, and 17, which are sustainable cities and communities, responsible consumption, production, climate action, and partnership for the goals, respectively. Now, they were selected as one of the winners in the Selangor Maritime Gateway, or SMG, Innovation Challenge, upcycling riverways to wealth, and have undergone MAGIC's new Social Impact Challenge Accelerator 3-month capacity building program. And I'm here with one of the co-founders, Munira Shahbuddin. Munira, I know that there's a few of you that got together, right? So tell me about your team. How you all got together?
Okay, I'm a lecturer at IIUM, and our partners, Hasnor and Azizi, are husband and wife, but all of us are high school mates. We're from MRSM Jasin, and Hasnor has been entrepreneur with her companies, and she's the one who get us together to assemble a company to utilize effective microorganisms for this social enterprise.
Right. So, okay, you call yourself a social enterprise. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So you come from a science background, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. You are a lecturer in what at UIM?
I'm a chemical engineer. I was trained in South Korea in chemical engineering. Then I had master's in bioengineering, then in material science and engineering in United Kingdom. Then I pursue my studies in the United States.
Right. So you've been to a few places, right? And so you just, when did MLab start?
So MLab started in July.
Okay. So it's very, very new. You currently have an existing collaboration with Alam Flora and IIUM, that's International Islamic University Malaysia, in the use of effect microorganisms for solid waste management. So what is this EM and what does it do?
Okay, EM stands for effective microorganism. It's a cocktail of microorganisms that consists of photosynthetic bacteria, fungi, prebiotics, and others. And these bacteria are very beneficial at alleviating pollutants, decomposing organic waste, as well as bringing back balance to the nature by working with metabolites and existing microbes in the environment.
Okay, so this is how are you working with Alam Flora in this case? Like, tell me about that work.
So Alam Flora mainly deal with municipal waste, and we use effective microorganism to reduce malodor as well as assisting with the decomposing organic and inorganic waste.
Right. Is it solid waste?
Yeah, solid waste and also liquid solutions waste.
Right. Okay. So and so this is from households or factories, or where is it from?
The waste, it could come from anywhere. Municipal factories, but the use of microorganisms is not new, because this has been used by countries like Japan, South Korea, and even United States as part of their natural-based solutions. Even in Malaysia, it is not new, but what our company brings is our novel microorganism that consists of photosynthetic bacteria that are able to sequestrate carbon dioxide and produce more oxygen, because oxygen helps with the oxidations and decompositions.
Right. This is a science lesson for me.
This is just basic science based on photosynthesis. So we understand photosynthesis utilize carbon dioxide with the help of sunlight, and then it produce oxygen and water as well as metabolites. So this is all, and right now, as we're experiencing climate change and abundance of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, so our solutions help to reduce carbon dioxide by producing more oxygen and water vapor to the environment. So this would help to reduce urban heat climate in the urban area, as well as reduce the temperature of a global scale. So we hope to use effective microorganisms in plantations to improve soil conditions, because soil because of its large area, it able to sequestrate carbon dioxide more than plants. So hopefully we will be able to achieve our 2030 carbon net zero reductions. 2030 and 2050. 2030 is for the Paris Agreement.
SDGs, that's SDG goals, right? Now, so is this your product, as in, or you know, like, is it getting a patent? How, you know, is this your product?
Yes, this is our product. At first, I began to make EM at my backyard, because my father used it for agriculture purposes. And as I work in the university, we tried this product to reduce pollutants in waterways. So the work with Wet Markets Layang has shown that the use of EM helped to reduce pollutants in terms of biological oxygen demand and chemical oxygen demand, as well as increase dissolved oxygen in the water.
Okay, so your company is EM Lab or M Lab?
So we call it EM Lab. It's supposed to be EM, yes.
Right. Okay, so your solution converts waste into functional products in various industries, right? What kind of industries would benefit from your solution?
So right now we are working towards carbon net zero. We want to work with plantations because the use of EM helps to increase carbon sequestrations, and then we can sell this carbon sequestration rate to offset carbon emissions by industries. So at the same time, we can have the balance of carbon emissions as well as fulfill our targets for 2050.
Okay. Now, your latest revenue, I mean, you just started very recently, is 15,000 ringgit, right? But what is the potential in terms of earnings, right? If you know, people fully adopt this, where is the market opportunity?
So the market opportunity is vast, because we can work with municipal councils, especially at cleaning, sanitizations, and then at landfills, because we need to reduce the organic waste pollutants as well as improve the composition rate. At the same time, EM also helped to reduce malodor, because malodor bring discomfort and disease transmissions. So the right combinations and cocktails of effective microorganisms help to reduce pathogen transmissions, as well as improve the environment.
Right. Okay.
So we see that the potential market is enormous.
When you look at the team, do you have a large team, or is it still the three of you working together?
So the three of us of different backgrounds. Azizi, he's a mechanical engineer. Myself, chemical and biological. While Hasnor is the one in business development. We work closely with university researchers and microbiologists to improve our products, as well as to get the novelties of microbes to be patented. So that would become our niche in the market. Yeah.
Right. So you don't employ anybody at the moment, but you work with universities, that sort of thing?
Yes, because we only started in July. So we haven't assembled an office yet. Right. So we are in the midst of expansions, and we hope we will get there employing several numbers of people.
Right. And you would need people in what area from science background, that kind of people for the initial team?
Well, we will need people from business development as well and science background, because we need to market this and get someone to be in charge with players in the industry.
And the pandemic has been an issue in terms of growth.
Well, yeah, but the needs for microbes, effective microbes, is a lot. Especially these help with the plant growth, improving soil conditions. We see that due to the pandemic, people spend most of the time at home and they are more into gardening. So effective microbes are used a lot in gardening and improving health, plant health, as well as soil conditions.
Right, so, okay. Very interesting. So I'm here with Munira Shahbuddin, one of the co-founders of MVM Lab, and we'll continue our conversation after this, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Breathe freely, Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Priya Liu. I'm here with Munira Shahbuddin from MLab Solutions. You're listening to Enterprise, and MLab is one of the winners of the Selangor Maritime Gateway Innovation Challenge, Upcycling Riverways to Wealth. And you know what their work do, what their work does is touch on several SDGs, right? No, so your work supports several SDGs, right? How so? Can you tell me how, you know, what you do covers the four SDGs, 11, 12, 13 and 17.
Okay, one of the SDGs that we cover is improving the lives of the city. So we hope to use this EM to improve carbon sequestrations in the urban area, because we know that most of the city's area are covered with pavement. There is no carbon sequestrations, not enough ventilations, as well as lack of humidity. Therefore, if we can improve the soil health with a less covered area with soil, then we can improve the urban heat islands effect in the city. As for the plantations, we have vast area of palm oil plantations that we can utilize that for carbon sequestrations by effectively working with soil for carbon sequestrations.
Right. And of course, you won the winners of the SMG Innovation Challenge, right? Will you be working with them in any way? Would your solution be relevant to them in any way?
Yes, right now we are in collaboration with a German company called Carbonautens. The waste from the river, especially the organic waste, this will be turned into biochar. Biochar can be used as a clean coal as well as soil conditioner. So we combine biochar with our EM to reconditioning the soil, as well as improve the carbon sequestrations. Because right now in Europe, most of the topsoils are diminishing and the health of the topsoils has been deteriorated due to industrial activities. Therefore, there is a need to replenish nutrients and organics back to the soil. And effective microorganisms do that just right, because it help to improve biodiversity in the soil, symbiotically work with the natural environment to bring back the nature.
Okay. And the reason you took part in the challenge is, I guess, visibility and just to you know, what would be the main reason? Of course, there's money as well.
Visibility is one of our main focus because we're very new. We're just 2 months into the business scene, and we would like the public to know that we are the company that's working on carbon net zero, carbon sequestrations, climate change, as well as on SDG. So we want to bring the awareness of the importance to reduce carbon dioxide and meet the 2050 2 degree temperature reduction.
Okay, so what will you do with the cash prize of 50,000 ringgit?
Right now, we are using the money to invest in our product. We are targeting, we're now focusing on thermophilics and photosynthetic bacteria. Because now we are experiencing numbers of wildfires. Even in California, the fire hasn't receded. Thermophilic bacteria is important because the soil temperature, average soil temperatures, even in the Northern America, is about 40 to 50 degrees. So this temperature is not suitable for microbes. They easily get denatured. Therefore, we're working with thermophilic bacteria that able to sustain this high temperature and then work wonders on the soil.
Right, get denatured, okay.
Yeah, denatured means break.
Break the cycle, the cycle of life, the circle of life.
Yeah, denatured means the protein gets broken down. Due to high temperature.
So your business is going to be very B2B, very business to business, and not so much business to consumer, right? There is no product that I can buy for my house.
In the beginning, we would like to do that, but we see the market is more towards services. Therefore, we would like to cater the industry that's willing to offset their emissions. So we're working in the larger scale. The household can utilize effective microorganisms to sequestrate carbon, but this would be very minute in comparison to plantations and industries. So therefore, we switch our directions to meet the industrial demand.
Okay. So you're also going to be participating in the Magic Social Impact Challenge Accelerator. They're covering four areas: impact scale-up, impact investment readiness, impact management and measurement, and technology readiness, right? Are you keen to explore further at this stage of your business? What is crucial at this stage of your business?
So right now, we're focusing on the collaborations and the use of our effective microorganisms in plantations and agricultural fields. Then we would like to measure the amount of carbon dioxide that able to be sequestered by the soil. So right now, we need to prove that our solutions are very effective, and if we're able to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, reduce the average temperature, this would be very beneficial to meet the global demand.
Right, so technology readiness in a way.
Yeah, we started the research on EM since 5 years ago. We are very ready to bring this product to meet the industry demand.
Okay. At the end of the day, right, what's your vision for the company as one of the co-founders?
We would like to work with the industries, and we would like to encourage the government to push for carbon net zero initiatives by having tax reduction initiatives so that we focusing on the carbon dioxide reductions and work towards the alleviations of the impact of the climate change.
Right. So, okay, when you say you would like the government to push tax reductions, right, how would you like that to work? so that people will adopt these solutions and at the same time reduce tax? How would you see this happening in the case of your company?
Well, we can see, we can look into the CSR model, the corporate social responsibility. And if we can adopt that for the climate change initiatives, that would be really good. So the government give incentive to companies in terms of tax reductions if they're participating in carbon net zero activities and sequestrations.
Right, okay. I've been speaking to Munira Shahbuddin from the MLab Solutions. Thanks for spending time with us. You've been listening to Enterprise EFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.